Fry. So maybe I have this already free the Gedoyas, we have enough Shachas today. You take a look at all the Pesukim of Farshim, they cried and cried and cried. As much as it hurts and breaks the goof, it's Matar dimensional Gamri. It's a Gavaldike, Gavaldike Zach. But immense Chas Vasholom, I have to home with them. The Gimel Lebchi is Gimel Lebchi, Gimel. Some people are like, they don't go the first 3 days. And the Rambam says you go all 7 days. Call 7 days. People go, why? Because the other person cries. A person has to cry. You have to cry. It's a healthy Zach. A man has to show him as Yisurim, as a Mevain, that's how you live. So the Rambam, that's the Torah Chomo, the Torah HaRachmanis, on the Yifas Taya. If you want to see Davar Engen and Yiddish Ashtub, she has to cry herself out. She's not going to cry, so she won't be able to live with the Stira. Somebody cries, it's very healthy, you can't stop. She better knock them in the drushes, you can say how everything's in Shemayim, they be from Yib, they can't wait. That you can do later. Oh, she has to levay it, after Mevain, and Mevain, and Mevain, that's what it is. Gimel Abchi is Gimel Abchi, Gimel Abchi.
Have you talked to the Moshkin?
What?
How you talk to Mashgiach that way?
I thought he was an older person. He's an Istanbul, elder mensch. Do I know what the Pri is? Do I know what the Pri is? I went to Rav Siegel, I was there for a Chodesh. He cried every day by Slichas like it was a Levaya. I didn't believe, I mean, he's the person on the Koyach to cry. Yom Kippi, he was crying like, you know, from Koyach, like it sounds like you live, you know what I mean? There's such a type of cry. Abdovid Heshmaya told me he davened at Amchol Weissmangel when he was a kid. He said he cried on Yom Tovim. He wrote the whole Sefer in Amitzah. He knew what happened. He knew what all the bombs and all, everything went on. He said he cried so hard. His whole goof was shaking up and down. He said he was a little kid. He was just watching it. Yontif, after Yontif, he just watched it. Couldn't daven it. He was just watching. It's a moiri de gazach. When I was a kid, I down in the shtibel. I'm a Kew Gardens boy, Queensboro. I had no time running around making noise. What I know about kinnis. I saw the people that went through the war. They went through the war. These are the people that are crying. They're crying and crying. They went through it. They went through it. They're reliving what they saw. They're reliving what they saw. These people said kinnis. These people. You know, Abchaim Sanzer, when they were saying the Yud Gimel Midas by Yom and the Roim, when they opened up the Aron Kodesh, is the Oilam of Shteitzach Am Gekum Tzer Abchaim Sanzer as our Grace Tzadik. And the Koilus was Noir of Oim. Then finally it stopped. But then the Baal Tefillin wanted to start saying Shema Yisrael. He said, Abchaim Sanzer, he didn't stop. He didn't let him. He said, the Noshim said, Kroni is vain, because it was a woman's Mechitza only. Was not. And you could hear them crying. They didn't know when to stop. They kept on crying. They didn't even know the title of the word. Just crying and crying. And he waited until they subsided, till they stopped. And then afterwards he said, Shema Yisrael.
Luckus there is a word special about
Luckus there is. That's what it is. That's where the Yiddish Mama cries. That's where the Yiddish Mama cries. Yeah, I don't know if you ever saw it. That's where the Yiddish Mama cries. The older they are, the more they cry. They know they're limited. What's the sign? That's when the Yiddish Mama cries. Spinker Rebbe said a gewaltige voice, interessant voice. He says, Amodna Zach, he says, the Noshim, they cry, by Velam Al Shin, they cry, the kitchen be Matzliach, they have to choyne in the Mitzvah, the Hosen Shehav Panosa. They didn't even know what they're teaching, but they're crying. But they're crying. That's what the Tillis means. What? Yeah. It's a gewaltige voice. It's a gewaltige voice. I was very thought, it's a very sachnish teaching, teach the words backwards. Oh, I'm a vain. Faces is meant. Yiddish at red. Yiddish at red. It's half of a fella. The vain is not the
hate. They would have tried before they went to Bala. It was still time that they were scared of them.
No, it was before the Xavier. Then they would have cried. That's the deal. Ilu b'chisim did see him before in the Vuchanetz. Now in the Vuchanetz came and he's cutting your part limb by limb. So how are you crying? You're crying because you don't want to get killed. You found him with the hit, with the gun right in front of you. You're not thinking about the chet. Or if they would have been betzian, they would have calculated the ein arod meimis al achet meimis. They would have done the tshuva. They would have cried on the aveda. But now they didn't cry on the aveda. They cried because Abam is present. Right? Because the septachon nochamol, the sinner, the sinner. You're allowed to cry for everything. There's nothing to talk about. You have to cry. Whatever you cry, whatever you can salvage, just avein it. But who the kemp's avein it? But akoponim at least, if it's shy, if I manage to cry a little bit, if it's aveda, it's gval. You can't be master what you get. According to our level, you can't be master what you get. The Rizal told his Talmud, he says his neshama, the oystick is shver, he says his neshama is greater from the tkufa from, it's hard for me to say, he said from, he said because it was so further away. Today that was so further away, a year is a lot, you know what that tre can be by kaya, all the kiyam. It's not the Amol, it's so far away. And still you're holding on. That's what the Chofetz Chaim told you in a person. It's Chal Tzayid. Chal Tzayid. A Shivaman. This whole Moli Gashmi. It's an Atha became an Amarab Ein Tog. Person being this Boynin. Well, tonight and tomorrow, you have the whole day. To think, just to think. And lost the Rabbi Psatreis Gavaldik. You can't be Mazik, you'll get. You'll feel, you'll be Marish at Titus Halev like you can't be Mazik. And the Chazal Zogin Sue, that this is what it does. It's Vazirak Delech Mayim Toyrim. It's a Helik, a Helik, a Zach. A Yidzovena. Yidzovena is Gavaldik. It's Kaish Kadosh. Avoch Bel was a little Yingle out, so he once ran into his house. He was crying, wrapped his hands, he took a till him. Says, well, that's what happened. First, he told his mother, somebody hit me. So he said, he's crying. He says, shut the cry for nothing. So if you see, use it. He said, they to tell him. Now, I clean the Yingle up. He said, Abba Rabbi already knew that. It's his own.
How did they come
out
on his mother?
What?
On his mother
stated,
what did
he hear?
So.
Then was a, there was a pchid.
So why wouldn't they
do
that? What did they do wrong then?
I don't know. I really don't know. You have to look in the Midrash and you have to know why they cry. This is what the Ashram said. The Ashram says the cloud is whenever there's B'chi and you're not answering B'chi, it's because you're not crying for the head. There's sometimes you have to cry for the Tzara that shouldn't happen, and then you have to cry for the Aveda. Maybe the fear wasn't them, they should have cried for the Aveda. They didn't cry for that. They cried for something else.
Did they cry because the water was bitter?
Everything. It can be good. A lot of things. It says in Pirkei Avolezer. It says in Pirkei Avolezer, Rabbi Lezer, he was 20, whatever the age, 28, 27, 28, was crying. He was chodesh on the field and was crying. So his father asked him, why are you crying? So he didn't answer. So he says, so then he went and he says, he started plowing a different part of the field where it's softer. So he's crying. So his father said, why are you crying? So he said, I want to learn Torah. And the whole story till he went, he ended up going to it. So he said, he learned Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He became Rabbi Lezer HaGodol there, Rabbi Lezer, during what's called HaGodol, Rabbi Lezer HaGodol. So when he tells his father said, why are you crying in the beginning? So he said, why are you crying? What did you answer your father? He didn't answer. Then he went to a different part of the field he was on. Because when somebody cries, he really doesn't know why he's crying. Now the old Desa says, people cry Yom Kippur. He said, the Boch HaVeint, because he needs a new suit. He doesn't have a shidduch yet. That's why he's crying. Plus Fata Metchet. But he says, so I think the pshat is that when he cried, maybe he's crying because the field target's too hard. It doesn't go. So he went to a different place where the field was softer, and he sees he's still crying. So then he really can tell his father he's crying. He's crying for chet. That's what I told him, Levi Kerpenyon. So he told me, Amench by Levaya, Vaint for Levi. It's a regish. You know where the regish is coming from. It was Vaint Amench, Vana Vesa Havos the Vaints. But if a person can, Epis Amashu. I'm so Salanti says that on the Taishas, the Gemara, the Yelim Yasagod, Matar Shalishma, Shemater Shalishma, Bolishma. So the Mitoich. In the Shaloi Lishma, there are spurts, seconds, episodes, moments. That's the Lishma. I mean, Shaloi Lishma, what are you, the Chavetz Chaim, the Stipler, Amosha? It's not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. But what can yet happen, that even if a person has Shaloi Lishma, he has seconds, moments, that there he's connected. The Metoich Shaloi Lishma, in the Shaloi Lishma, is the Gemara, and that's enough. Man, just to be honest, and that's enough, that's maspik. Now, man, tutas can a zoicha sein. It's Tisha B'Av, it's a chaheli ketogada. Man, she'll always miss in the tzait, and she have episodes. Even if you're crying for this, you're crying for that, but episode for a second. It's a nitzri. Mamisha nitzri. You're zoicha for all the schools of state of prayer.